This course was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Sister Mary Beth Ingham, CSJ, PhD. Sister Mary Beth Ingham is an expert on the thought of Blessed John Duns Scotus. She is professor of philosophical theology at the Franciscan School of Theology in Oceanside, California. After earning her doctorate in medieval philosophy at the University of Fribourg in Switzerland, she taught for 25 years at Loyola Marymount University before joining the faculty at FST. Sister Ingham's monographs include The Harmony of Goodness, Mutuality and Moral Living According to John Duns Scotus, Scotus for Dunces, An Introduction to the Subtle Doctor, Rejoicing in the Works of the Lord, Beauty in the Franciscan Tradition, and Understanding John Duns Scotus, Of Reality, the Rarest Vein Unraveling. Sister Ingham received the Fritz B. Burns Medal for Excellence in Teaching at Loyola Marymount University in 2000. She has served as president of the American Catholic Philosophical Association and as secretary for the Society for Medieval and Renaissance Philosophy. A popular presenter with Franciscan groups, such as the Association of Franciscan Colleges and Universities and the United States Franciscan Federation, Sister Ingham was awarded an honorary doctorate by two Franciscan institutions, Siena College in Albany, New York, and Felician University in Lodi, New Jersey.
Lecture 1. Who is John Duns Scotus? Welcome to this series on the thought of Franciscan thinker John Duns Scotus. I'm Sister Mary Beth Ingham, and it's my pleasure to be with you for these 12 sessions where we try to unpack the thought of this great thinker known to history as the Subtle Doctor. In our first 6 sessions, we'll lay out the structure of his thought, moving from the emphasis on the will and love that we find in the Franciscan tradition through the theory of graced nature, the powers of human knowing and loving, to come to the recognition of the Trinity, persons in relationship, as the fundamental basis upon which Scotus builds his image of the human person, human life, and our call to be more and more like God in our world today. Sessions 7 through 10 will draw out the implications of these basic structures for moral living and for practical decision-making, moral discernment. Finally, the last 2 sessions, 11 and 12, will take a look at the Immaculate Conception, that doctrine for which Scotus is the best known, and for the implications and the call to a deeper understanding of Christian humanism for ourselves and our world as we enter the third millennium. In this first session, we'll take a look at the life and times of John Duns Scotus. Who Scotus was as a Franciscan had a great deal to do with when he lived and with how the questions and problems of his own time influenced the way he saw the world, the way he reflected on human dignity in light of the Incarnation, and finally, how he, as a Christian thinker, understood the human journey back to God. Scotus was first and foremost a Franciscan friar. We cannot ignore or overlook this point about his life, because his Franciscan spirituality framed the way he understood the power of love and the superiority of love in the importance of human freedom as we respond to God with the love of friendship. Scotus was born in the little town of Duns, Scotland, we believe in the spring of 1266. As a very young man, he was sent to Oxford to be trained. He later taught in Oxford, was then...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?